This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is brought to you by Sailee. Sailee eSIM provides internet connection wherever you travel, available in over 200 countries, and it saves you money on roaming fees. Sailee eSIM is secure and you always get 24/7 support. As one of our loyal listeners, you get access to an exclusive 15% off discount on Sailee data plans. So download the Sailee app today and use the code BOLDLYGO at checkout or go to the link in the show notes to get this promotional 15% off offer. This offer is only for a limited time, so don't wait.
Today's guest, Matt Gemelli, better known as Miles Maestro, is a professional musician who learned how to turn his expenses into first-class experiences around the world. He's built a travel lifestyle most creatives only dream of, without going broke, burning out, or flying budget airlines forever. In this episode, Matt breaks down how points and miles actually work for artists, freelancers, and anyone with irregular income. And just when you think you've got him figured out, he drops his top three redemptions. One of them involves a jaw-dropping luxury resort, another includes a surprise proposal, and the third, well, let's just say points and miles isn't always about cents per point and bucket list destinations.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go, and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I am your host, DeAndre Koch. Today, I've got a fantastic guest for all of you. So welcome to the show, Matt Gemelli.
All right. How you doing, man?
I am doing fantastic. It's great to have you on the show. So Matt, I know you are a musician. We had the opportunity to meet at the Travel More conference last year. I thought your take on how points and miles can be beneficial for musicians and artists to be very unique, which is why I asked you to be on the show today. So before we get into a bit of a deep dive into that niche, I first want to learn more about yourself. What do you do for a living? Where do you live? And how did you get into the points and miles world? So tell us your background.
All right. Just the super shortened backstory. So I live in Los Angeles County, kind of grew up in like the South Bay area. So that's like Torrance, Redondo Beach, the beach cities. And part of it was because I lived in LA, there's a lot of live music going on, but both of my parents were musicians. So I got a drum set when I was 3 years old and it just kind of kept going from there, man, just kept performing and ended up going to college for it. And the rest is history. So I can call myself a professional musician. I still perform. And right now, kind of my like day job, my W-2 job, I'm a music coach at this arts high school in Long Beach. And then outside of that, I still perform live with my group, where sometimes people just hire me as a hired gun to be on their project or their live performance. And we perform in public and in private. That's kind of my whole life story. You got it in a few seconds. That's kind of where I come from. The whole points and miles thing, and it's something that I'm focusing on a lot more now. So I don't do as many live musician kind of events as much, just because like I only have the brain capacity to focus on one big thing at a time. But there's this saying in like the musician circle. It's what do you call a drummer, a bass player, and a guitarist? You call them broke. You know, money does get tight for a lot of artists. Any artist or creative watching this, or anyone aspiring to be that, don't go into it for the money, because you will likely be kind of disappointed, at least when you're starting. Like, make sure you love it. But because I was broke, and I also wanted to travel a lot more often than I did at the time, and I wanted to travel a lot more with my then girlfriend, now fiance. So it ended up kind of just working out that I was kind of just scrolling Instagram and came across them. I can actually pinpoint, this is like the tail end of 2021. The very first account I saw, do you know Alex and Pam, Travel Hacking Mom?
Yeah, Travel Mom Squad now, yep.
The Travel Mom Squad now, because I first came across their account. This was before Jess had come onto the team. And, you know, you kind of know about points and miles, but people are aware that, like, oh, yeah, you can get points on this card. You can get airline miles. Like, my parents would kind of travel on points. They would kind of do it like the, what we would call maybe like the inefficient way. So I knew that they existed. That was finding their Instagram account. So shout out to them, was the first thing that I saw that I was like, whoa. I wasn't aware that points could be used to do this kind of travel. Because when I say I was, you know, I wanted to travel more, I was prepping to save up everything I had for a year and splurge for like a 5-day couples vacation on a mid-tier trip. It was seeing that it was actually possible to fly business class, even first class, or stay in hotels that were going to be, the whole cost is offset by points, and I won't have to spend a few thousand dollars on an Airbnb plus a flight, and then, you know, try to like pinch every penny while I'm on the trip, trying to be like, well, we can book this cheap excursion and maybe we can go to get this food one day, but maybe we'll have to find a way to cook in the room and we'll just get a bunch of snacks. That's kind of where I was at the time. So, and from there, like a lot of us, I just consumed so much content, man. Like, it was blogs, a lot of YouTube videos. So at the time, my girlfriend, we've known each other for like since high school, but at the time that we started dating, she lived like 3 to 4 hours away. So I would be on those drives. I'd just be hitting play on the YouTube videos, letting them autoplay. Like, I went like 4 years back to like the big ones, Ask Sebi, Mark Reese, Ben Hedges, Credit Shifu. And I just kept consuming. And eventually ended up getting the Chase Sapphire Preferred, the common starter card. It was at 100K bonus at the time. And dipped my toes in, did a really super simple Hyatt redemption. It wasn't this super sexy kind of bells and whistles, first class, business class. But we stayed at like a Hyatt Place in Santa Barbara and a Hyatt Regency in Monterey. It worked. And I was like, oh, we're rolling. It actually works. And then from there, I didn't look back and we just kept getting into it. So that's it.
That's awesome. And so I know one of the things that we want to do is unpack some of the amazing destinations and redemptions that you've had from a stay standpoint. But before we get there, let's go ahead and talk through specifically this niche of understanding points and miles for creatives. And so my question for you, Matt, is what are some of the kind of unique travel and challenges that artists have, and how does points and miles allow them to solve that? Because I know for a lot of us that are listening, if we've never been in the musician space, you know, are they W-2? Are they business owners? Is there travel comp? Is it not? So how does points and miles really work in the space for creatives?
That's a great question. And kind of like I mentioned before, number one, probably the biggest challenge I'd say that artists and creatives might face is that money can be tight. It just is. And so even just as an individual artist, you only have so much to spend, and we like to travel. And so you want to be able to use that money that you're already spending and leverage it as best you can to at least turn some of your expenses into rewards. So a lot of us, we get 1099'd a lot. Some people do incorporate themselves, and so they'll have a business. I actually generally recommend that nowadays for artists. Like, you may as well. In California, we have like, it costs like $800 to do a whole LLC, which is it's a hassle, it really is. But I think it's worth it, especially if you're trying to track your expenses for tax season. You know, we're just coming off of tax day over here. So, but the 1099s, you're not usually going to get a W-2 unless you're working at a specific store. Like, If you're working at like a music store, you'll get a W-2. I work at a school, so I get a W-2. 1099s are very common. That's going to be the big thing for us.
So then 1099, that means, okay, they're business owners, which whether they've created an LLC or not, as we've mentioned on the show plenty of times, right, as a sole proprietor, you're eligible to get business cards as well as personal cards, which is very unique, or makes, I should say, a lot easier, because I know a lot of people have struggles justifying, well, do I really have a business, yes or no? Well, yeah, when you're 1099, 100% you absolutely do. So then, Matt, what have you found to be the right type of cards specifically that works for the people that are on tours or have gigs, not just in general because they're business owners, but again, that work for the lifestyle of a musician that may have to tour around or travel a lot for music?
The answer to that question is, yeah, first you touched on it, that I think every musician should get at least one business card. That's going to help. But for people who are going on tours, there's two types of people. You might be the band leader. You either hired some tour agency to book the tour for you, or there's a lot of do-it-yourself ones out there now. So you as the band leader might be the one booking the whole thing. So if you're booking the whole tour, the way that points and miles can help you is just, I'm not going to say that it can offset all of your travel costs, especially if you have a whole group of people with you that you have to somehow get from city to city. Because a lot of times when you hired guns as musicians, you know, we might come on tour. We're the ones getting paid, and whoever the group leader is, the band leader is, they're going to be the ones like shelling out the money. So as far as points and miles go, if tour managers or whoever's booking, if they happen to be going to places with like a Hyatt, you and I both know like Hyatt can give immense value. And we're not even talking about setting up your band at this ultra luxe 5-star resort, but even like a Hyatt house or a Hyatt place for like, let's say like average like 15K to 20K points, that can just help offset the cost of lodging for a tour. Depending on how much money you spend, you may have more or less points in your account, but every little thing helps, right?
Absolutely. With that in mind, when you're maybe as yourself, or I know you've worked with other musicians to help them with their points and miles, how do you help them navigate kind of the inconsistent income space? And I know this is valuable whether you're a musician or any other type of business owner that does not have that consistent salaried pay. So what tips or tricks do you have for those that may have very inconsistent income to be able to effectively know when to use what cards or how they can get that nearly free travel that we're able to do?
My biggest tips there, number one, is to be efficient with the cards that you are going to get. I guess what I mean by that is, so if you're a traveling musician, the cards that have lounge access are actually going to be pretty helpful. And depending on how into the game you want to get, if you know you're going to be flying on an airline so much, I'm almost always recommending cards that have transferable point currencies. So like Bank Points, Chase, Amex, Citi, Capital One. However, for some reason, it's just you are an only United flyer or like an only Delta flyer. Those aren't always going to be the first cards that I recommend to get for people. Like, it's very rare that I would even suggest it as a first card. But after you've built out a solid, efficient foundation, if you need to check a bag, because a lot of people may need to check instruments and they can't carry them on, sometimes cards that have like those two free check bag perks, that might save you like upwards of like $70, $75 on one trip. And if you're doing that constantly, that comes in really handy, easily offsets an annual fee. So it's not my go-to recommended. My go-to recommended is like a simple, diversified, efficient setup. I've evolved my stance on this a little bit, but I've started to lean more now towards get a card that earns Chase points, usually like a Sapphire Preferred or an Ink Preferred. Get a card that earns some Amex points, like an Amex Gold. Amex Gold and Amex Plat. And even if I think that an Amex Plat is going to be better for them, I'm like, try an Amex Gold because you're on the road a bunch, right? You're spending hella money on food. I think food is probably your outside of the actual cost of like flights and hotels and lodging. Food is always the biggest expense. So that Amex Gold 4X category comes in pretty handy. You can always decide whether you want to cancel it, like whether the math is mapping year after year and if you get no retention offer. But I've recommended to musicians, do the Amex Gold and then do the Amex Plat just because of the card family order. And then like a Capital One, I say a Capital One Venture X is usually pretty good. I feel like that core setup of 3 to 4 cards kind of covers everything you really need to cover. And most musicians and artists I know, they want to mainly focus on practicing, playing, hanging out with friends, going to friend shows and whatnot. Not everyone has to get as insane as we are and start applying for like 10, 20 cards. I've started to lean towards the lean setup of get the foundation, like, you know, a core set of cards and have at least one in there, like a Venture X or an Amex Plat that gives you lounge access. If you're traveling enough, you know, you've got to be able to make sure the map actually works out for you. But those can just make your travel days just that much better. And I know for me, if you're on a play a bunch or even if you're used to going in a van, having travel days that are good, they make the whole experience better. And then second tip is you have X all over social media. There are Instagram accounts. There's Facebook groups. I know you have a Facebook group. Just before you apply for a card, just ask someone. Save yourself a bunch of time. Get advice from an expert, like a lot of times for free, where within like 5 minutes, man, you can probably hear someone talk for 5 minutes or less and already know like, oh, here's the plan. Here's going to be your best route, right? So just before you apply for a card, I would say just get some expert advice, message people on Instagram, post in like a Facebook group, and you're going to have a handful of people that basically say like, hey, like, do this. Or if you come in and be like, hey, I'm about to spend 300,000 points through the portal on a business class flight. Is that a good redemption? And someone's probably going to tell you like, you could probably get better. I'd say just have a lean setup, hopefully with the lounge access card if you travel a lot, and then just get like really quick advice before you apply for something, because there might be rules that you're not aware of that can make your life a little bit harder in the long run if you want to redeem points for something or you want to get another card after that.
Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying this week's episode. DeAndre here, and I just wanted to interrupt briefly to remind you of two things. First, be sure to sign up for our newsletter where we give you direct access to travel updates, news you'll want to jump on in the Points and Miles world, and our continuously updated card offers to maximize your travel rewards, often before they're ever mentioned in the show. Also, if you didn't already know, we have a private Facebook group where we share news as it breaks, ideas, and other things that don't make it into the newsletter or show many times, and that's the best place to get your points and miles question answered directly by me and other travel enthusiasts. Both of these links will be in the show notes. Now, back to the show. Awesome. So, Matt, transitioning away, because, you know, I think we hit very clearly on, so if you're an artist, if you're a creative, where points and miles can fit in, what value it can deliver, why you may want to look at having, in addition to the transferable currency point cards, as you mentioned, the Capital One, the Chase, the Amex, the Citi, also having perhaps a United Airline card or a American Airline card or Hyatt card. And these are kind of tier 2 cards. They're the next level in the points and miles space, but they can really fit in, especially if someone is having to travel often. And it's a win, obviously, if they're a business owner, because they have the ability to get some of these other business credit cards that are separate from the personal space. So all really great ideas and very, I'd say, common strategies in the points and miles space, but I think it's beneficial for people to hear that maybe a creative thinking, oh, this isn't the world for me. We have someone here that's doing it themselves and is able to travel and have some really amazing trips. So speaking of really amazing trips, I wanted to segue and talk through some of your top 3 redemptions that you've had. And a lot of times we focus on the Emirates First Class and the JAL and the amazing airline redemptions, but I don't think we spend enough time talking through some of the amazing stays specifically. And I always love adding more value for our listeners because I want them to hear of a place that they're like, you know what? I've got to check this place out, right? After the conversation, they're going to want to Google this place. They're going to want to see it because now they know it's completely doable. Not just doable, but doable for a musician to do on a musician's income, but through the benefits of points and miles. So let's start with the first place, wherever this is. And we haven't pre-talked about this, so I have no idea what you're about to say next. What have been the top three points and miles destinations you've stayed at yourself, you or your fiance, whoever you've gone with? So we'll start with number one. Where was it? What made it special? And how'd you do it?
Overall, my number one very recently just happened, actually. This was the Waldorf Astoria Pedregal Los Cabos. So that's down in Cabo San Lucas. And we stayed at pretty nice places where I would not pay the cash price ever. This was actually the first one where I had such high expectations for this place. So I was prepared for it already. My fiance really wasn't. I kind of prepared her. It was a short stay. We were only there at the Waldorf for two nights and we were coming off of one night at the Cape. But the Waldorf Astoria, man. So that was the only place that I've been at where we got there and I had one of those, you know, those pinch me moments. I had that feeling of like, for a second, I was like, I felt almost out of place. I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to be here. It was that kind of a feeling at first. I was like, unbelievable. Like, how the heck am I here? So it was a short trip. Part of the reason it was so memorable and special, like for me, for us specifically too, is that it was the most like, what the actual heck is happening here? How did we get here? We only have Hilton Gold status, so we didn't have Diamond. They were nice enough to upgrade our room to an ocean view. And for anyone who hasn't been to this hotel, this does get talked about a lot in the points and miles space. Like it is kind of a destination that a lot of us do book or aspire to book. And since we live in Los Angeles, it's only like a 2-hour flight from LAX to Cabo. The west coast of Mexico is always a nice way to use points and miles for us just because it's super close, super accessible. Like it's shorter for us to fly to Mexico than it is to fly to Hawaii. But that resort, hands down, it's so scenic. And even if you have high expectations like I did, you might get there and kind of the same reaction.
So it sounds like a fantastic resort, Matt. I know it's one that is very popular. How exactly did you book it? What were the points needed? What would have been that cash cost? How'd you go ahead and get this resort?
So we used Hilton free night certificates that we had gotten through an elevated sign-up bonus on the Hilton credit cards. So this is one of those situations where I would go a co-branded route for a specific thing. So for those that don't know, the Hilton free night certificates, you can use them at any Hilton worldwide as long as they have standard room availability. That can be hard to find sometimes, but we were able to find it. So when we stayed, the rooms were going for $2,700 a night, and we were only there for two nights. So that's $5,400. Plus, when you add the taxes and fees with that, it ended up being pretty close to $6,000 for two nights had we paid for it in cash. So we were just able to use the free night certificates that we got from those cards. So we didn't even use any Hilton points. But the free night certificates that we got from those cards, just two of them, we booked our stay. And when we upgraded our breakfast to their breakfast buffet at the resort, because the cards come with resort credits, I believe it was a $26 upgrade. That got covered by our resort credits from the Hilton credit cards.
Awesome, awesome. So incredible stay, paid next to nothing out of pocket because you used a free night certificate for both of those nights. Sounds like it wasn't a very lengthy or long trip to Mexico. You said, hey, we'll jot down there. We'll have a nice couple day weekend, maybe getaway. You were able to go online, search for the standard room rate availability, which like you said, is not always easy to find. Sometimes people think, oh, I have a free night certificate, I can just use it tomorrow at XYZ place, but tomorrow this same place might have that booked already. So you have to know how to be able to go into a resort and actually find their award availability to utilize. You did that, plus the Hilton credits you got with your card, all of that to create a memorable experience for yourself and your fiance. So number one, top redemption so far, Waldorf Astoria and Los Cabos. What's number two?
The next two are a little bit less luxury and a little bit more creating memories. My number two Hopefully my fiance doesn't get mad at me putting this number two, but Carmel Valley Ranch. So that is up in Carmel, California. So for us, we just drive there. We like to do a lot. Like, California's big and it's got a lot of stuff. So we like to do drives. So Carmel Valley Ranch, I surprised her with it. She didn't know that we were going. And it was over a weekend. I ended up spending 40K points a night. So it was 80,000 points a night. And then we got upgraded to one of their top suite rooms.
So it was 40K per night or 80?
40K per night. So 80K total. What made this particular trip special is this is where I proposed. It's already a nice place. It's a different kind of resort. They have a farm on property. They got alpacas, donkeys, horses, a lot of goats, a lot of sheep. It's a different kind of property, but she loves the farm animals. I like the farm animals. So we were there. It was just a very nice stay. But the reason that's taking the cake over even the Alila Ventana Big Sur or like Miraval, which are great places, because this one just came with like the special moment of me proposing, that one ended up being in my top three. And it is a very nice resort, like especially if you have a family too. Great for the family. Huge property. I think it's like 500 acres of land or something. So you can hike around, a lot of places to walk around. Beautiful views.
That's awesome. So great family friendly resort, a resort that's fantastic for animal lovers. So I'm going to keep a note of that because my fiance, she's a huge animal lover as well. So one that's fairly incredible. So you used 40K points per night for a two-night stay there. And I assume that was a transfer from Hyatt or from Chase to Hyatt for that stay specifically?
Yeah, that was Chase to Hyatt for that stay. Anyone who doesn't live in California, this is like a little pro tip. A lot of people want to come to the Alila Ventana Big Sur. It's on people's bucket list. We've been once, had a great stay there. These two resorts actually at one point had the same owners. I think they split, but they're in the same area as each other. So I know that there's a lot of people that fly into California just to stay at Alila Ventana Big Sur. I think at Alila Ventana, you're probably getting 2 to 3 days there max. It's really hard to find a lot of space in a row there. If you want to extend your stay in California, so you're not flying from like the East Coast for a 5-hour flight and then have to fly back after day three, there's usually a lot of open availability at Carmel Valley Ranch, which is, I want to say like a 45-minute drive away from Big Sur. So you can always extend your California stay by 2 days, get two different kind of experiences. For me, I think if you're traveling to California, it just makes it like a little bit more worth it so that you're not traveling for like half your time as I'm spent traveling, you know?
Absolutely. Love that advice. That's perfect advice for someone that wants to extend their trip and maybe struggling to find that award or point availability for the big name Alila Ventana Big Sur, which I have not been to. I've heard great things. It is another one of those aspirational locations, almost like the Park Hyatt Maldives you hear about often. That's one of the ones that I hear most about, I would say, within the United States specifically. So great tidbit for someone that wants to bring their family and maybe get two different types of stay experiences, but at two high quality properties not too far apart, which is awesome. Matt, before we wrap this one up, what's the last location that you would say is in your top three?
So this is not a location. So this is going to be very specific to me. It wasn't a location. It was one of those experience kind of things. I have two younger brothers and one of them lives in Utah and he plays basketball for a college out there. This was last year at his very last playoff game of the season. I used a combination of Southwest points and Hyatt points to fly both me and my other brother to go see him. He's the youngest one. So me and the second oldest went to see the youngest one play in Utah. We did not tell him that we were coming to the game. I had a whole stash of Southwest points. So I paid for our flights from LA over to Salt Lake City. I used Hyatt points. It was like 10,000 Hyatt points to stay at one of the Hyatt places over there. And, we got there the day of the game, unpacked, went to the game. He ended up seeing us a little bit after the game had ended. Had a nice emotional brotherly moment. Somewhere on my Instagram, I have a post about it that I'll probably repost at some point. Again, not like the super sexy redemption, but an example of a way that you can use points and miles to not just benefit yourself, like create these like unforgettable memories with friends, family, like loved ones, the people around you. That's going to probably stay in my top three as well, just because of the memories for the three of us to be there.
That was fantastic, Matt. And I love how you gave us three very different types of redemptions. And a lot of people probably would have used that third one to be another fantastic five-star stay. They got, you know, 5 or 10 cents per point on their redemptions. But for you, what was important was the aspect of being able to deliver an experience for your family. And that's what's unique with points and miles, is the fact that you can really utilize it however you want to utilize it. And although we like to get into the math of it as far as how great our points are and our cost per point and our point redemption values, sometimes it's just needed to use points to take some financial pressure off and say, hey, let's just get away and experience this, because the experience and the memory is way more valuable than the points that we use themselves. So you topped off three great redemption stories, one with the Waldorf in Los Cabos, great five-star property, a pinch yourself moment. The second, where you proposed on a beautiful property that's very unique, you know, not common to stay somewhere that's a ranch or a farm with animals. We have the opportunity to propose there and use points for that stay. And then finally, an opportunity to very simply fly to see your brother play his last playoff game with your other brother, which I'm assuming, Matt, you're all like 6'7", because I remember meeting in person. You can't tell from the video, but I can understand why basketball is in your genealogy there.
Yes. Yeah. We're a tall family in general.
Yeah, absolutely. If you see Matt at a travel conference, you won't miss him by any means. So, Matt, this is absolutely fantastic that you're able to share these experiences with us. Where can the listeners follow you and your journey?
Instagram, miles_maestro. That's the only thing I'm active on right now.
Perfect. miles_maestro. We'll be sure to link that in the show notes. Matt, this was absolutely fantastic. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks so much.
Before we wrap up, got two questions for you. One, who else should we have on the show that you think would be of a lot of value to our listeners?
I got two, so, and I'll link them in the chat later, but there's this trumpet player named Patrick Stufer. He is patrickstufer.trumpet on Instagram. He is not active on Instagram at all. He's a Disneyland musician, so he's known in the space. He's not super active on Instagram. Think he would be a great guest. He's been at it longer than I have as far as points and miles. So there's another musician. Moses of Music is his Instagram handle. He is a destination wedding guitarist. He uses points and miles a little bit, but he might have some unique perspectives about, because he's playing at weddings and he has this whole unique thing that he does. So those two, and I can obviously link you their Instagrams after this.
Perfect. Appreciate it, Matt, for the connections there. We'll look into having them on a future episode. And before we wrap this up, any final thoughts that you have that you wanted to share?
Honestly, man, like final thoughts. If I had to recap for any artist or creative watching this, I can boil it down to, don't try to overcomplicate too many things. Like, you're probably not going to need to worry about airline and hotel status, especially at the beginning, especially if you're on a budget. I would not worry about those things. Be efficient with your setup. Keep it simple. If you don't want to apply for 10 credit cards like we do, or 20 credit cards like we do, you can still get great experiences once or twice a year at least, with just a core setup of like 3 or 4 cards. And then number three, we don't bite. Feel free to ask any of us for help. There are so many of us in this space. I have yet to meet any person that is not like the most welcoming, down-to-earth person in the space. Those would be my final thoughts. Just a quick recap. Thanks, Dan.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Matt, thank you so much for being on the show today.
All right. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And for the listeners out there, if you want to continue to learn more about points and miles and travel and learning great destination tips and stories from other creators and myself, continue to listen, follow, subscribe to the podcast. As Matt mentioned, we do have our own private Facebook group. We have a weekly newsletter that goes out as well that includes deal opportunities on points and miles that we have found that you can snag also. So the weekly newsletter is highly valuable. As always, appreciate you listening to this episode, and we will catch you on the next one. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go.
hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.